Hi, this is a dictation for patient Alicia Robinson, ALICIA ROBINSON, and date of service is September 1, 2022. Date of birth is 3/11/53. Alicia Robinson, ALICIA ROBINSON. The patient is here with a significant complaint of pain in the head due to an aneurysm as well, which is occupying the front and the back part of the occipital region, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and with radiation to both arms and both legs. With difficulty walking, sitting, and doing ADLs, sleep is affected, nausea is present, and she is followed up at the Wainstead University and DMC Hospital by her doctor, Guthi Kanta, G-U-T-H-I-K-A-N-D-A. The pain level varies from 8 to 9. ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And 30% improvement has been reported by the patient. The ADL specifically affected our general activity, walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The mood and relationship with other people and sleep are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient informs that she is suffering from headaches, difficulty sleeping, weakness, loss of balance, and poor work performance. She denies any vision disturbance, double vision, fainting spells or seizures, and denies any loss of memory, anxiety, depression, panic, or lack of focus, lack of concentration, or confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the shoulder bilaterally, stiffness of the neck and lower back, as well as pain in the bilateral shoulders, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back. She also reports of pain in the both hips, both knees, both ankle and feet, mostly due to arthritis, with moderate difficulty in walking. In GI, patient has nausea, but no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence in the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest. Some chest pain is reported, but no coughing, shortness of breath. Patient reports that under the right side, under the breast and armpit, she has some pain, for which she is being referred to her regular doctor, regular physician. And in the medical history, again, there is a pain in the right side of the chest and armpit that is non-specific, and she is referred to cardiologist. Hospitalization, she need to go to the ER, and she has been referred to ER. Weight loss, none, and trauma, no other trauma, except she fell down and injured the right side of the chest. Current pain medication is tizanidine and fear-analysis codeine. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 133/85, pulse 74, and pulse ox 100. Rest of the physical examination came from previous visit of 8/2/2022, dictation number 0803-078. The plan is as follows. The patient is referred to Dr. Foster for managing the blood pressure, anxiety, and chest pain issue. And physical therapy is begun, as well as acupuncture for the patient with Dr. Mustafa. And she is advised about a laser treatment also. In addition, the patient is suffering from disc issues at the neck and the lower back region. The MRIs were discussed in great detail. I advise that it's best to try 4 to 5 steroid injections into the lumbar spine first, as there is a herniated disc at T12 and L1, and a left foramen disc protrusion at L3 and L4, and disc bulging in rest of the areas like L1, L2, L23, L34, L45, L5S1 with the ligament of flavum hypertrophy, severe spinal canal stenosis, redundancy of the caudae equina roots, facet joint arthropathy, and mass effect on the right L4 nerve, as well as left L3 nerve. The patient is advised that she will have significant improvement with the injections, lumbar epidural steroid injection, and if she decides, we'll be more than happy to do it for her. In the cervical region, MRI shows that she has a severe osteophyte complex from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7, which is causing the issue. T1, T2 has a disc protrusion, but it doesn't cause significant spinal stenosis. Again, one or two or three injections of cervical epidural steroid injection should bring reasonable relief. I've advised her how to exercise her neck in various ways, especially with yoga exercise and the lower back and stretching of the spine as well as the neck spine. She's expected to do home exercises. And if she allows, I will be more than happy to take care of her injection treatment. She, however, went to Dr. Guthikanta, who wants to operate on her spine, and they are making their own arrangement, which is fine with us.